The Gemara in Daf Tzani Medalef is discussing the sugya of Yeshkach Yad Chachamim Laka Davar Min HaTaira. Do Chachamim have the Kayach to be Eker Davar Min HaTaira or not? And the Gemara comes out in the bottom of Daf Tzani Medalef that Chachamim do have a Kayach to be Eker Davar Min HaTaira, but only B'Shev Al HaTaisa, not B'Kum Va'aseh. In other words, they can't be Eker B'Yadayim and tell someone to go ahead and do an Isser, but they could tell him to sit back and not do a mitzvah that they do have a Kayach to do. So for example, Lulav on Shabbos, even though Midaraisa, you do have to take Lulav on Shabbos, Chachamim Asadeh because of Exer Shem Yad Lenu, that they do have a kayach to do, because they're not telling you to do an isser b'yadayim, they're just telling you to sit and not take lulav, and the lulav is only being nekar b'shev al taisa, that they have a kayach to be eiker, but b'kum v'aseh, they do not have a kayach to be eiker. Rav Elchanan in Kavitzar, Simon Samachtes, has a very yesidistic hakira on this din, of yesh kayach hachamun lakadav menatar b'shev al taisa. What is the beer, what's the lamdas in this din? What is the chilik between shev al taisa b'kum v'aseh? Is it the pshat that they only have the kayach to be eiker and issa, which is not so chamer, but they can't be eiker and issa, which is very chamer, and being that a issa b'shev al taisa is more kal than issa b'kum vaseh, therefore an issa which is b'shev al taisa they could be eiker, but an issa chamer b'kum vaseh, that they don't have a kayach to be eiker. So is it a chiluk and chumer between shev al taisa and kum vaseh, or maybe the pshat is no, maybe it has something to do with the chumer, and really they're never eiker the issa b'chlal, but the pshat is they don't really have the kayach to be eiker anything. But they do have a kayach to make gezeris and make takanas and put chiyuvim on people. So they could go ahead and tell you, we are being mechayev you to not do this mitzvah. Don't take lulav on Shabbos. The Torah, on the other hand, is saying you should take lulav on Shabbos. So you have a stira. The Torah is saying to take it. Chachamim are saying not to take it. So what do you do in such a case when you have a stira between two chiyuvim? So sheval taisa adif. If you have sheval taisa, you sit and you don't do it. So they're really not being like anything. They're just creating this stira, which the hachra will be sheval taisa. Mashengim b'kum ba'aseh, to tell you to go ahead and do an iser that they don't have a kayach to do. So the first tzad is that it's their taka being eikered, and it's a chilik between the chaymer iser v'shaval taisa kum va'aseh. The second side is that there's really no akir legami. They could just put a chiyav on you, connect the chiyav of the tire, and when you're stuck, you have to be shaval taisa, and mimele you don't do the chiyav which is mutal on you. And this chakira is really tali on another chakira, that what exactly did they do when they're being eiker davar min hatorah? Are they being eiker the mitzvah min hatorah legamri? Are they uprooting that mitzvah and the mitzvah no longer exists? You no longer have that chiyav? Or is the mitzvah been mekam aymed? The mitzvah is taki here. You have a chiyav to do it, but mitzad sheni, you have a chiyav from chachamim not to do it, and you end up having this stira, and therefore you shaval taisa. So is the mitzvah nekar al yedei v'akira, or is it taki not nekar? They just put you in this matzah where you have this stira, where you don't know what to do, and mainly have to be shaval taisa. And Rav Elchanan wants to say that this seems to be a machlekes rishonim. One of the examples in the Gemara where they do have a kayach to be like here is Sadin b'tzitzis. They have a right to tell you that even though the midaraisa Sadin is chay b'tzitzis, and when you put the tzitzis on the Sadin, there's an iser kilayim, but the say of tzitzis is daicha, the lav of kilayim. That's a din of Sadin b'tzitzis. Midarabana and Chachamim were a geyzer not to wear Sadin b'tzitzis as patur min tzitzis because of gezer mishum ksus laila. So in that case of Sadin b'tzitzis, the Sefer Eshkol brings a machlekes. He says, what would happen if somebody taka wore a sadin b'tzitzis? He shouldn't be wearing it because Chacham told him not to put on tzitzis, but you did put on tzitzis. Are you going to be like him mishum kalayim or not? So he brings a machlekes to Rishonim. Some Rishonim say you are like him mishum kalayim, and some Rishonim say that you are not. So what's the beer in the machlekes, whether you're like him mishum kalayim in such a case or not? So Zakhtav Elchanan would be telling this chakira. If the pshat is that when they said that they're Eike Dav Min HaTayr B'Shev Al Taisa, that they were Eike the Mitzvah Legamre, there's no longer a Mitzvah Tzitzis over here, you have no Mitzvah Tzitzis, so when you wear the Kalayim Tzitzis, you're not doing a Mitzvah, you're doing the Aver of Kalayim, so Avada Gimiyam Malkus Mishum Kalayim. But if the Pshat is that the Mitzvah is B'Mekam Aymed, the Mitzvah is still here, they never were Eike, they can't be Eike, they just told you to not do the Mitzvah, the Torah says to yes, do the Mitzvah, you should have been Shev Al Taisa, but you decided not to, you went ahead and you did it, even though you shouldn't have done it, but Lamaya said there's a Mitzvah Tzitzis, it will be Deich of the Lav of Kalayim, and therefore you won't get Malkus. That seems to be the machlekes between those two shitas brought down in the Sefer Eshkol. He does say afterwards that he was matzia this hesber in front of Reb Chaim, his Rabbi Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and Reb Chaim told him that there's no raya from the Sefer Eshkol. It could be everyone agrees that the mitzvah is b'mekam ha'ayimid, the mitzvah is here, and afal pichan, one of the Rishonim holds, could hold that the you will get malchus because being that there's no chiyuv to do the mitzvah anymore, Chacham told you not to do it, so it's not a mitzvah chiyuvus, it's more like a mitzvah chiyuvus, and a mitzvah chiyuvus is not daicha a loisasein. Mashiach, another sheet would hold it, even though it's only a kumis, not a chiyuvis, it would be daicha loisasein, but there's no raya from here that anybody holds that the mitzvah is nekar legamer. But he does bring another raya over here from Rabbi Yaina in the beginning of Masechus Brachos, where he goes on the din that Chacham said not to read Kriyas Shema Malacha Chatzais. Rabbi Yaina says, if you do read Kriyas Shema Malacha Chatzais, that not only you shouldn't do that, but if you didn't, you're not mekayem the mitzvah, because Chachamim were eiker the mitzvah Minatira, and he says Chacham have a kach to do that, like we find, like they did by Sada Mitzitzis and by Lulav, and Mimele, you're not Mekam the Mitzvah Bichla. So if Rabbi Yehuda is saying you're not Mekam the Mitzvah at all, that is a Raya L'chayr that they are Eker the Mitzvah Gamay. If the Pshat is the Mitzvah is here and they just told you not to do it as well, then the Mitzvah has been Kama Ayman. If you did read Kriyashma, you would get the Mitzvah. So from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says they don't get the Mitzvah at all, is a Raya that they are Eker the Mitzvah Gamay, and they have a kach to be Eker L'gamay, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just want to be Messiah with a Har and a Bini Yaina, which Rabbi Yehuda says on his own. He's saying a Chiddush that you're not yet in the Mitzvah Bichal, because Chachamim could be Eike Mitzvahs like we find that they did by Sadim Betzitzis and Lulav on Shabbos. It sounds like a Bini Yaina is being Mechadish on his own, that Chachamim have a Kach to be Eike Mitzvahs like you find by Lulav on Shabbos and Sadim Betzitzis. The Pella is that this is a Beferish Gemara. That's our whole sugya over here. The Gemara says Beferish that they could be Eike Mitzvahs, Meshav Al Taisa, and the Gemara Gufer brings Sadim Betzitzis and Lulav on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention the Gemara at all. It sounds like he's saying his own Chiddush that you find that you could be Iker. L'char, it's a Sugya Arucha over here. It's a Shtickle Pella. Why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't bring our Gemara? I found that Rabbi Kiveger over there in his Kedushim asked this question. Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say Midanafshe and why doesn't he bring our Sugya? It sounds like he held that maybe for some reason would not be a Raya from our Sugya. It's not something to think about why Rabbi Yehuda said it on his own and did not bring the Raya from our Sugya.